T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back. The Huddle on ESPN Upstate. Greg McKinney, Richmond Weaver, and Lonzo. Mississippi State's jumped out now to a 9-2 lead over the Tar Heels at the College World Series in Omaha. And they're running out of innings. We're in the eighth inning now. So might be trouble for North Carolina today in the College World Series. Got two more games scheduled this afternoon, and we will keep an eye on those. And we'll get you a final as soon as that is official out of Omaha, Nebraska this afternoon. Our free agency rumor mill heating up in the NBA, and continue to be plenty of rumors about LeBron James and what he's going to do. And Brian Windhorst says, yes, it is possible that LeBron could stay at Cleveland with the Cavaliers.
He wants to stay in Cleveland. He's looking for a reason to stay in Cleveland. But the trouble is, when we get to July 6th or July 8th, when he's about to make that decision, what will have the Boston Celtics done by then? What will have the 76ers done by then? What will have the Lakers have done by then? And how will that compare to the Cavs and what they're able to do? After 4 years at the top, they're going to have a lot fewer options than those other teams. And that's the real issue LeBron is looking at.
Can the Cavs do enough to keep him? That's the question. If you want LeBron to stay, can they do enough to keep him?
Is it so much the Cavs in terms of what they can do versus how bought in LeBron would be to actually be in a position of selling Cleveland to these free agents and being the ultimate recruiter right now?
Yeah, you don't hear a whole lot about that. Could be doing it behind the scenes.
Yeah, you would think that something would have surfaced a little bit more by now if that was truly what might have been happening in terms of the recruiting process. So we heard last year, obviously, or 2 years ago with the Hampton Five and those guys getting together to go pitch their selling strategy to Kevin Durant to come to Golden State. We heard that before it actually happened, that there was rumors about that was going to happen. We haven't heard anything with LeBron. I know it's still a little bit early, but we're getting closer.
See, I don't recall. Did we hear about the Bosch and Wade thing before it happened? I mean,
I can't recall 100%.
Soon before that, and same with Kevin Love getting him to come. Did we hear about that way before? I mean, he's making phone calls. He's got to be.
Yeah, I would think in the next couple of weeks, he's got to get it pinned down, though.
He's talking to Kawhi Leonard like twice a day right now.
Yeah, you hope he is anyway. That would be the hope. According to Bleacher Report, the Lakers are prepared to sign three big names. They have the Lakers. Bleacher Report has the Lakers signing LeBron James, Paul George, and DeMarcus Cousins. How about that to match up with Golden State? Who would stay at the Lakers and who would be gone remains to be seen. But that would be interesting. Oklahoma City Thunder seem to be pretty confident that they can sign Paul George, that they can keep him, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, there's been discussions that he is going to re-sign with them and that he's made some indications that he's okay staying with Oklahoma City, and obviously Russell Westbrook and a lot of people talking about nobody can really play with Russell Westbrook. That's why you see guys leaving. So this would obviously be a change of tune if Paul George stayed.
And how about Cousins fitting into that mix? They've needed a big man in Los Angeles for a while, the Lakers have. He's coming off a season where he had a torn Achilles, so the season ended early, but he's just 27 years old, so he's got some years left. He averaged 25 points, almost 13 rebounds, and 1.5 blocks a game.
Oh, he was playing well before he got hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be an intimidating team there with those guys.
But he also had Anthony Davis on his team, He didn't have to be the number one guy.
Right. That helps. And he wouldn't have to be number one on this team either.
That's true, but in terms
but
of...
clog up the middle, though. He wouldn't have the other big man there.
Yes, that's my point, is that would be a completely different scenario for him.
And still on the radar is LeBron to Houston. Tom Penn is a front office insider for ESPN. Had some thoughts about that.
This idea of him getting to Houston somehow, he could stay in his contract instead of opting out the way Chris Paul did last year.
Right.
And he could effectively influence a trade to Houston. Now you got two legit players back. Cleveland's capped out no matter what. They're sort of trying to make lemonade out of lemons or trying to salvage whatever they have. In that scenario, then all of a sudden you've got LeBron with Chris Paul, with James Harden, and they're the favorites.
Yeah. Another super team there. Which one do you like if you're LeBron, I guess? Because he's probably going to have a lot of options.
I just don't see the OKC thing happening. I just don't think LeBron and James Harden will work well together.
Yeah. You mean Houston?
Yeah, I meant Houston, my bad. Harden left OKC, that's what I was thinking about. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't get the ball enough. Is he going to get the ball enough? I know that LeBron facilitates. That's one of the things he does, but that's what Chris Paul's there for. I just don't see that working.
Still pretty much wide open now. I don't know that we have a favored outcome of this right now, do we? Do we have something you feel really good about predicting for LeBron?
My gut would say Los Angeles.
Lakers.
That
really?
Seems to make sense, but I'd rather see LeBron stay in the East. I'd like to see LeBron go to Philadelphia.
Really?
Yes.
Just create another really powerful team, but on this side of the country?
That's right.
Yeah.
Then you get that East-West rival going.
Then we just have the 76ers and the Warriors, and that's all we have to worry about.
No, I think you'd have to still worry about the Celtics.
Yep.
And you've got Houston. Could it be a four-team?
Four teams dominate.
Type of race. Because, again, look at it. It's not that Golden State dominated so much. They struggled, and it's all you got to be healthy. You never know what can happen. And as much as it was a sweep in the NBA Finals, there's two competitive games.
Well, they had trouble with Houston, too.
I'm holding out hope for Kawhi Leonard and Klay Thompson to come to Cleveland to play with LeBron.
All right. That would certainly make them competitive.
I don't see Klay Thompson leaving.
Yeah.
I think they're going to want to try to continue their run.
I think his dad said something about that he's going to opt out. I know that doesn't mean anything. That's just a way to get more money, but you never know.
844-GSP-ESPN. Let's go to the phones and talk to Brian about the NBA. Hi, Brian. Welcome in.
Hey guys, how are you today?
We're well, man. What's up?
I just don't see all this free agency in the same light that I see what Golden State did. I mean, to me, Golden State, they drafted a team, it got better, and then they just went out and signed one really good free agent. I mean, they didn't do anything out of the ordinary. These other teams, it's like they're already admitting defeat. They're coming out and saying, we can't beat this team. So let's just all get on the phone and talk to our buddies and find the four or five best players in the NBA. Let's all pool up on the same team. I mean, it's just such a cowardly way out. I mean, I see what Golden State, and I'm not a Golden State fan at all, but I see what they did in a totally different light than what these other guys are doing. They did what you're supposed to do. They drafted a team. It turned into a good team. They signed one good free agent. They didn't get on the phone with four or five different people and, trying to say, well, what city can we go play in that they can afford all of us and maybe we'll have a chance? It's such a different NBA today. I just wanted to put that out there. But I enjoy the show, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Brian. I mean, I don't think he's wrong, but, I mean, I don't think anybody else thinks or is going to have the patience to try to do it that way.
Well, where's the saying the rules that you can't do it this way?
Yeah, you can do it that way.
This is part of free agency. This is the reality of it. And you have to look at that draft. Who would have predicted that Steph Curry was going to be a two-time MVP and be the only player in NBA history to be unanimous MVP? Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan was never unanimous MVP. LeBron James has never been unanimous MVP. And then for Klay Thompson to be able to explode on the scene like he did, and Draymond Green to be a role player like that.
You can't just sit around and wait for that magic to happen.
No, and you're not going to see that type of situation, how they built that in the draft like that. That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing that we've seen. We haven't seen three players be able to come on the scene like that through the draft like that. And so building it through free agency, that's just part of the NBA right now. Golden State, I guarantee you, would be doing the same type of thing if they were in that position. And there's a lot of people say that, yeah, they might have built it through the draft process, but it was the ultimate free agency move that they created all this madness in terms of how crazy it is trying to get up with these super teams, so to speak, by going out and, the Hampton Five again, going out and putting on their sales hat to get Kevin Durant there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's where we are. So, that's going to happen. Somebody's going to do it. Somebody's going to put the next super team together. And I don't think there's any stopping that. That train is rolling here. Cleveland's already made a couple of changes. Before any decision about LeBron James' future, they're not going to renew the contracts of assistant coach Jim Boylan and player development coach Phil Handy. That's a bench shuffle. And so they're doing some coaching shuffling right now. This is going to mean some new guys up there with Tyronn Lue to try to improve what they do on the bench for Cleveland. I don't know if those were things that LeBron wanted or didn't want. Who knows? I doubt if it's something he didn't want.
Yeah, I would imagine they're trying to roll out the red carpet.
Yeah.
So, and I would suspect he probably knew this was coming also.
Yeah.
We know he wasn't happy with the Kyrie Irving situation, and he also wasn't happy with David Griffin, director of basketball operations, being let go as well.
Right. So just a little more shuffling as we get closer to the decision 2018, which is going to be coming in the next few weeks. All right, 844-477-3776. WebGym coming up with Cam Newton and some kids at a football camp. It's kind of interesting. And much more ahead. Three questions at 3 coming up at 3:04 today in the huddle. And some comments on Tom Brady from Stephen A. Smith still to come on the show today. And we're getting close to a final in that college baseball game this afternoon involving Mississippi State and the Tar Heels. And it's not looking good for the Tar Heels today. We'll update that for you as well. Stay with us in the huddle on ESPN Upstate. We'll be right back. We are back. This is the Huddle Tuesday edition on ESPN Upstate. Over at Lake Hartwell this afternoon, they're testing the spillway. They're releasing some water to test those locks on the dam that release the water to make sure they all work right. It's a pretty impressive sight if you're over in the dam area. I saw a video of it from Channel 4, people standing on top of that dam and that water pouring out of it. I don't know if I want to stand on that thing when they're doing that, man.
No, I know growing up right outside of Atlanta and went to high school in Cumming, Georgia, and Buford Dam is there at Lake Lanier. And so we used to go there as a kid and watch just what you're talking about when they release the water. It was crazy, just the amount and just the veracity of this water just all of a sudden coming down. And there were several people over the years that had been killed because they drowned.
Downstream,
yeah, didn't know it was coming. And they send out the warnings, this big siren and everything, but people just ignored it. And it's amazing the power of water.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, it comes spilling down the dam, and then it, hits the floor of the lake and then comes back up. It's just like this huge wave.
It's crazy.
That it creates. I don't know how long they're going to let it run like that, but hopefully they won't let the lake level go down too far. Lake level's good because of the rain we've had. So
I know. It looked really good.
Yeah.
When I went down to Atlanta not too long ago, it looked really good.
Come August, we may need that one.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to let it down that far to be a factor in that, but that's going on over there this afternoon. All right, let's get to the WebGym today in the huddle. Well, a lot of people have posted this on the internet today. It involves Panthers quarterback Cam Newton. He was at a a camp in Bradenton, Florida, I believe. Yeah, Bradenton, Florida, high school football camp. And some kids came up and were going to talk to Cam, and he's usually good about that. But these kids had a little attitude, and it's hard to hear. I'll tell you that at the beginning. But you can hear the very first thing said by one of the kids is, "Cam, can I get a fumble?" Well, that that set things off on a bad note. And you can hear a little bit of the exchange.
Cam.
Playing off.
You do what?
What happened in the Super Bowl? Cam got in the face of one of those kids and said, "You'll do what?" And then he backed out. I was glad to see him back out.
Of course, yes.
These little kids, man, what are they doing? Don't be doing that to Cam. Bad idea. But good for him for not
taking the bait.
Not letting it go too far.
Because they're trying to get a reaction out of him, and they want it on social media.
And they got it there.
Yeah, they're recording all of this. I mean, this is why they're doing that and saying those type of things, for him to see what type of reaction they can get, and also what type of reaction they can get from their friends.
Yeah, they're showing it off, you know, and that's right. And it's gone viral already today. This happened yesterday, I think, and it's already viral out there today. So Cam, to his credit, got control of his emotions there. But he didn't get that one kid's face. I bet that kid had some second thoughts when Cam leaned down into him with his 6'5", 245, or whatever he is now.
Cam is a big guy.
Yeah, big dude.
Much bigger than you think when you stand beside him.
Right. Yeah, pretty intimidating. Soccer news, World Cup news on Neymar. He left Brazil's training today after just 15 minutes. He has a right ankle injury. The team doctor says it's related to a foul he suffered against Switzerland and not his recently broken right foot. He was playing keep away with a few other players when he suddenly left the training session in Sochi. He limped as he walked away from the field toward the dressing room. The doctor said that he left as a precaution after feeling soreness while jogging. He is going to undergo physiotherapy later today, trying to be fit for training tomorrow afternoon. The next matchup for Brazil is Friday in the second Group E game against Costa Rica as they look to claim their first win of the tournament. So that's one of the big names at the World Cup that's dealing with an injury right now. I have another question, too. Why do they do this? Here's the way this story reads about the next game for Brazil. Brazil face Costa Rica. Why do they do that?
Because it's soccer.
Why is it face instead of faces? Why isn't Brazil faces Costa Rica proper for soccer? Why does it have to be face? I could have used this as a rant of the day.
Yes, you could have, because I don't have a good answer for you.
I mean, this is on the ESPN website. It's English we're speaking. Why is it Brazil face Costa Rica?
There's no chance that maybe it was a typo?
No, they do this. Haven't you heard them do this? They say it this way in soccer coverage. All the time.
It sounds okay if you have an English accent.
Okay. Just a little pet peeve there. Y'all tell me why this is the right way to do this in soccer. They don't say y'all in soccer, I know.
No, they definitely do not say that. I can attest to that. And I'm not sure if I've ever really picked up on...
You haven't picked up on that? They say it all the time.
Yeah, and maybe I just thought I was hearing faces. Yeah, like they're facing or face
no.
rather than...
Clemson faced South Carolina this weekend. That's what they're saying. Why is that right?
You didn't major in English, did you?
Yeah. Are you saying faced with a G?
Face. No. Like F-A-S-E. Past. Face. This is a future statement about a game coming up. Face, F-A-S-E. Atlanta face Toronto tonight. That's the way they're saying it. Instead of Atlanta faces Toronto. That's the way they're saying it.
All right, so we need an English major to...
I mean, technically, it's not wrong. I mean,
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
What?
Technically. I'm not.
What do you mean, technically? It's not the way we would say that. It would be wrong in English.
No, I think you would hear it more readily, more routinely. I can't even speak in English here, but you would actually probably hear it more as somebody saying they will face.
You can say will face.
Will
face.
I
didn't say will face.
I know. But so I think. In English on across the pond.
Across the pond, they say it this
way. You drop the will.
Why?
Which you could look at it another
because
way.
Because there's American English and then yeah. there's British English.
Since, all right. Well, since all right. they originated the okay. English, who's, they're saying it right and we're saying it wrong.
I'm yeah. good with all that. This is a story on an English sports website, American sports website.
Who's
Why are we writing it that way?
Who's writing it? Is he a British guy that's writing it?
There's no byline. It's just from ESPN.
Okay.
They do this because it's soccer. Drives me crazy.
Yeah, because they want it to be in the same context because most of the world is not following American English. They're probably following British English.
They're writing, theoretically at least, they're writing this for a predominantly American audience on the ESPN website.
I don't
Fair
think
enough.
So.
No, you know, international
I get what you're saying. So if you translated it to Spanish, you would
say it how you want.
You would do it how the Spanish people would want to read it.
Right. And they're not doing that
it's
for
same
us.
If it was French or Russian.
Yeah.
So I get what you're
saying.
Why
don't they do saying? That for us? Doesn't even bother you guys a little bit to hear it that way? You haven't noticed it. That's what it boils
I haven't noticed.
Because
no.
it's a soccer story. So
you've been reading your soccer stories. You haven't heard the guys on TV say it that way?
That would
consistently at every World Cup.
Soccer, right.
Watch some World Cup and listen to the way they say that.
All right. And that might just give you an indication of how much World Cup I've actually been watching.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, okay. I guess I've watched
or
more than you
I've
guys.
Been watching it, and in all reality, I'm not certain the volume's been on.
Just keep the volume down. It doesn't matter how they say it. That's fair.
Richmond does his own
play-by-play. Because I would have to say, the previous World Cup, I did have to keep the volume down, and I can't remember what year it was. It was the one in South Africa, or I'm not sure if it was South Africa, but it was in Africa, when they had the instruments to make the noisemakers, and I cannot remember the
Vuvuzela?
Name.
Yeah, that's it.
Drove me crazy. I couldn't listen to it. I had to turn the...
I'm pretty sure there's a Vuvuzela in the building.
Yeah, I had to turn the volume off.
That bothered you more than the way they butchered the language then.
Yes.
And people use those over here. They don't. You haven't heard them here.
But not to the extent of. I mean, it was non-stop during some of those. I'm not even going to say games. I'm going to say matches.
So next time Richmond next time Greg's away, I'm going to get nothing but Vuvuzela bumper music.
Here. Yeah.
Might even buy my own just for the fun of it.
Yep. There were some apparently at the Morocco Iran match, the Vuvuzela.
Oh. I would request my money back for the tickets.
Yeah. But no, it's not as predominant as it was last time. All right, 844-477-3776. Text line 71307. Break time. Back with more coming up Tuesday. Huddle on ESPN Upstate. Stay with us. Welcome back into the huddle. It's ESPN Upstate. Greg McKinney, Richmond Weaver, and Lonzo. Call and join the conversation at 844-477-3776. Text line 71307. Use the keyword ESPN. Final out of Omaha. Mississippi State 12, North Carolina 2. So Mississippi State is the first team to win two games at the College World Series. How about that?
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's a surprise.
Cowbells are going, talking about crazy. They're going crazy right now.
It'll be something if they want
I think there's probably a lot of people in Omaha sick and tired of cowbells right now.
Like Vuvuzelas?
Yes.
Just as
bad. I can't even pronounce that. What, Vuvuzela?
Vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela?
Yeah.
Vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela.
Yeah.
Vuvuzela.
I don't like
that word now.
So now Mississippi State in great position. North Carolina is 1-1 now. They won their first game over Oregon State. Oregon State won yesterday over Washington, so they are 1-1. Washington is out. Let's see. You got Texas Tech at 1-0. Arkansas at 1-0, and Texas and Florida each at 0-1. That's where we are. Now, coming up today, two more games. We get Texas and Florida scheduled to start at 3 o'clock. They had that rescheduled NC Mississippi State game that just ended, so they might be a little behind 3 getting that one started, but shortly after 3, they should start Texas and Florida. And then tonight at 7 o'clock, it'll be Arkansas against Texas Tech. So that's where things stand at the College World Series out in Omaha, Nebraska. Up in South Bend, Indiana, people are talking about the change in the radio broadcast team for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Alan Pinkett says he and play-by-play man Don Criqui are out. O-U-T. Pinkett has been doing the national radio broadcast for Notre Dame since 2001. He began as an analyst with Tony Roberts, and Roberts was replaced in 2006 by Criqui. Back in April, Notre Dame announced they had a new deal with JMI Sports that included national radio rights. And Pinkett told the South Bend Tribune that JMI wants something different. He said their plan is they want someone more local, like live in South Bend local. I don't know what that means, live in South Bend local. Because they want to do some packages during the week. They wanted somebody who was there. So these guys are coming in just for the games for national broadcast. And so they're going to get a little more local flair, I guess. But Notre Dame still sees themselves as a national team, right?
They do.
Yeah. So it's kind of an interesting
move. So why wouldn't they keep the national perspective?
Well, one thing about Criqui is he's 78 years old.
Well, that has to play something into it. Because I was about to say, I mean, obviously I remember Don Criqui calling games on NBC.
Yeah. 47 years worth on NBC and CBS. He did.
47. Well, I guess when you're 78 years old, that's about right.
He's an alum of Notre Dame, so it made sense for him to have that long tenure there. But they have not announced a new radio broadcast team for Notre Dame, and it's the middle of June, and I'm going to get working on that. I'm sure they have a plan for that. And they open up with Michigan this year. That's a big one.
That's a big one. Finally, I've always enjoyed the Michigan-Notre Dame rivalry.
Yeah, who you got?
Disappointing.
Who are you taking right now? On the line, Notre Dame-Michigan.
Well, I'm going to go with Michigan.
Really?
Yeah. I grew up somewhat of a Michigan fan. I don't know, a lot of people don't like Jim Harbaugh, and I would have to say he does annoy me to a certain degree, even though I really liked him when he was a player at Michigan when I was growing up. But I know he rubs a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah, I'm raising my hand here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
There's several people that are not more than Harbaugh fan.
More than several, but I got you. New deal for Oklahoma's Lincoln Riley, $25 million over 5 years. This year, $4.8 million, but it'll average $5 million a year over 5 years. 34 years old, and Lincoln Riley's getting $5 million a year. He was one of the highest paid assistants in the nation before he was promoted to head coach after the retirement of Bob Stoops. And started out pay at $3.1 million, led the Sooners to the Big 12 title, college football playoff appearance, number 3 national ranking. And the biggest jump comes in his supplemental income, increasing from $2.475 million to a million more than that, $3.475. And he has an annual retention benefit of $500,000. So Lincoln Riley's getting paid. Everybody's getting paid, right? Everybody that's winning is getting paid, so don't be surprised.
But there's no money in college sports.
No, there's not enough money to
Not enough money to go around. No. Not enough money.
Of course not. Let's get a couple calls in here in the huddle. Let's go to Jimmy first on the line. Hi, Jimmy. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well, Jimmy. What's up?
Are you starting to believe in the Atlanta Braves yet, Greg?
Yeah. I'm starting. I'm slowly but surely coming around, Jimmy.
So wild card or win the division?
Wild card. I don't think they have the pitching to win the division.
Jimmy, he can't jump all in just
don't make
yet.
Don't make me dive into the deep end.
Well, I still think they need to make some moves. I think they need to bring up another infielder if they don't get one in a trade. Because, you know, Freeman, he very seldom gets a break at first base.
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, he's going to be really tired if they do make the postseason. So that Austin Riley kid, he's still looking good. When is it they can start calling up extra players? Is that 1st of August or last of August?
I was thinking it was the 1st, but I'd have to double-check to be sure.
I definitely think they should bring somebody up because, you know, it's like Camargo is playing third base. He's filling in. I think he filled in for the second baseman the other day for him to take part of the game off. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think they definitely need another utility infielder to help give the guys a break. And as I said before, many times before, I still think they need another starting pitcher. But, man, what about that game Duran pitched six innings of no-hit ball before he got a cramp?
Yeah, it was impressive. And that's his first game back off the DL, so very impressive.
Yeah, once again, I'm impressed with, you know, when they have a losing streak like they did on that road trip, they came right back and took 3 out of 4 from San Diego. I'm really impressed with the way they, you know, don't go on long losing streaks.
I'm with you, Jimmy. The thing is, the Nationals haven't gotten hot. I mean, they've lost 4 in a row now. They just can't get it together.
Yeah, and Bryce Harper's getting a lot of adversity from the press, and he's not hitting real well right now either.
Right. So that's helping the Braves, but I'm impressed. I'm with you. I'm impressed with the Braves.
Three and a half game lead.
That's it. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Let me get Jason next in the huddle. Jason, welcome in. You're on the air. What's up?
Not much. Thanks for taking my call. This with Cam Newton. You know, have y'all talked about him today? Well, I guess with when he was at the 7-on-7 camp, I guess, before he was at.
Yeah, we just did, previous segment about getting into it with the kids.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I just want to say, and I have no big problem with that. I mean, you're going to look. I mean, I've not been the biggest fan of him at times, and criticize the way that he handled the Super Bowl loss. But I mean, he just lost the Super Bowl, and at times, he's in a heat of battle when he's, he's not the best, best way to say it. But man, this guy, this is total disrespect to him. He came, worked at the camp. I'm sure he was paid money for it, of course, but, it's something he didn't have to do. He didn't need the money, to do that. But it's unbelievable the amount of disrespect, people have today.
Yeah, we're with you, Jimmy.
I don't have any problem with him fighting back. So
we're with you, Jason. Sorry. Yeah, appreciate the call. I mean, that's what we said, that kids are just remarkably disrespectful in some cases, and they were to Cam today, and hats off for him. I mean, he got down in the kid's face, and some people may criticize that, but he stopped short of getting physical or anything like that, and backed off pretty quickly. So I thought Cam handled that all right.
I finally watched it, and the look on the kid's face, he was scared for a second. That was great.
That was awesome. He might think about twice doing that again.
No, he won't.
Next time.
No, he won't.
You don't think so?
Because of how much play this thing's getting? No.
That's a good point.
He probably will be more encouraged to try it again.
He's a celebrity now.
Yeah. Well, that's the aspect of how technology and social media has changed over the years. I mean, this is a situation where it's trying to get content out there like that and trying to have whatever it is, I'm not sure what the exact word is.
Viral.
Viral. I mean, it's something to get attention. It's an attention getter, real quick. And it's a shame that it's come down to that type of stuff.
The kids went right back after him and, asked him what happened in the Super Bowl right after he got down in the kid's face. They're back on him as he's walking away. What happened in the Super Bowl? Thanks. I had no problem with what Cam did in that situation yesterday. Thought he was pretty collected about it, but obviously irritated. That showed, and that's fine. 844-GSP-ESPN. Break time. Back with more coming up. This is The Huddle. You're listening to ESPN Upstate. We're back in the huddle on ESPN Upstate Tuesday afternoon with GMAC Richmond and Lonzo, 844-477-3776. Off the text line at 71307. Let's catch up on a couple of texts here. On the way that teams are referred to in these ESPN soccer stories, texter says they're using the country as plural, therefore face with no S. If it was singular, like GMAC faces Lonzo, that would be different. Well, I guess my question is, why are they using countries as plural? We wouldn't do that.
Yeah, the caller explaining that to me, too, and I got cut off. I guess it kind of makes sense. I don't know.
You didn't help me with that.
I know.
Well, then he put on here, Falcons face the Packers. Yeah, well, because Falcons is plural. I got that. Falcons is plural. Atlanta is not plural, is it?
It depends if you're using it as a plurality of it's a
because Atlanta's not one person.
That's right.
So it's plural.
All right. So I can say Atlanta faced Toronto tonight, and you guys are cool with it.
Now that I know, the proper way.
It's not going to bother me
as far as determining singular
and
versus
the fact
plural.
That it really
I'm
bothers
good.
You is going to make it okay with me.
It's classic cool that it bothers you.
Really.
Yes.
You guys are killing me with this stuff. Come on.
It makes perfect sense.
It does
now.
Not make any sense.
Yes, it does.
Zero sense. Zero sense.
How do you, what about sports versus sport?
What about it?
Is sport singular or plural?
Well, I understand the argument for making it plural. I'm just saying that we don't do that. We don't do that with anything else. Why do we do it with this? In stories that we're reading here on an American website.
I think we would have to go back. I would have to go back and look and see if there's any other stories that outline one team versus another. And would they say Atlanta?
Did the USA
faces the Green Bay Packers? I'd love to see if that.
Of course, we say Atlanta faces the Green Bay Packers. Of course, we don't say Atlanta face Green Bay tonight. Of course, we don't. There's no debate about that. Why are we debating that?
No, yes, I'm getting tripped up. You're tripping me up on what I'm even trying to say. Because, yes, that's not what I was trying to explore. Mm. I was trying to explore if the use of a singular versus plural, but I see your point here.
I get that's the texture's point is yes. That they're making the country plural. Yes, they are. Why? That's my question. Why are they?
Because it is plural.
No, it's not. Atlanta is not plural. No, it's not. We don't use it that way. We never have and we never will.
I think British English probably does.
Okay, we're not in Britain. They're not even in Britain.
How do you know that writer is not writing from...
Well, I mean, they're doing this no matter who writes it.
So
because it's soccer.
Yeah, but if you lift an article or however you want to say it from another writer and they write it a certain way, should you go in and fix it or just
they didn't lift the
copy
article.
And paste?
How do you know?
You said there was no author on there.
There's no author.
That means they could have.
Guys, this is not the first example of this I've seen. This is not it. It's only a soccer that does this. Only soccer that does this. That's it. Okay. I mean, it's fine. I get it. It's not going to, the world will keep turning, but. Nobody has explained it to me yet.
Let's look and see if there's a situation like rugby.
Maybe.
Let's find out.
Okay, maybe they do it in rugby. Here's another one quickly before the top of the hour. What's taking so long with Aaron Rodgers' contract? Well, it's because Green Bay face Atlanta, and they're worried about that game. No.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Rodgers is not talking about the contract negotiations. It is true, Texter, that they thought Rodgers' deal, the thought was it would be done by now. That would be done before the season, and we're getting close to the season. There are reports that he wants some player options in his deal, whatever he means by that. But Rodgers wants more control of his future, basically. This may be, you know, his last really big contract. And so they're still trying to hash that out. But Rodgers nor his agent are talking about these negotiations. So we don't really want to know. They do not want the contract talks with Aaron Rodgers to carry over to next year. They don't want that distraction.
I don't think they do either. No.
They got it for two more seasons. It's not like it expires after this year, but they want to get it done now. Unlike Atlanta and Julio Jones, they don't really seem to be in a hurry.
They better be ready. They're going to have to pay.
They're going to have to pay him, and obviously the floor for this is $30 million because Matt Ryan's getting that.
Exactly.
$30 million a year. So they can't play him any less than that. They really have to pay him more than that.
So why wouldn't they? Yeah, I would think go ahead and pay him now because what happens? He has this.
The price is not going to go down.
I don't think so either. That's my point is that I think it could potentially go up significantly.
Yeah. It's interesting. There's a, you know, kind of a sticking point on player options or something for Aaron Rodgers, so we'll see where that goes. All right, that wraps us up for this hour in the huddle on ESPN Upstate. We'll come back with three questions at three on the other side. Also, we'll have Stephen A. Smith talking about the Tom Brady retirement speculation that cropped up on the Oprah interview this week. That's coming up. More of your calls and your texts if you want to get on board, 844-477-3776, text line 71307. The huddle continues in a moment on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.